Well, howdy, and welcome to a version of Creekside with Don and Jan that doesn't fall into the category of, storm mode or whatever else we used to use. We're at the house today because we are mending a hurt knee. Howdy, Jan, how are you doing?
Hi, Don. I've been better, folks. Anyone that came to the home show knows they saw me hobbling around on crutches because I had sprained or twisted my knee, and I thought I was on the mend and doing pretty good, and evidently it one wrong twist and I'm right back where I was. And then I started to get a cold last night, and I've been coughing today, so I'm just an overall mess. And then you had an incident, Don, when you fell backwards onto concrete. So
yeah, I fell off the front porch.
Yeah, so it's not pretty here today, folks, but it's beautiful outside. It's just that we're under the weather, not at the creek.
Well, good weather like this causes injuries, that's it.
I've never heard it said that way, but you were a little more active, I guess, outside doing some cleaning up, and you were taking care of those things while I was trying to mend myself here.
Well, we actually have cleanup week this week here in Greenville, and our trash day is on Friday. So those of us who have trash days on Mondays, they got today to get things to the curb so that they can be picked up. And I've got till Friday, so there.
Yes, you'll be hauling out stuff slowly but surely all week long. So when the trash men come by, they'll probably be shaking their heads. And the interesting part, anybody that knows in their own hometowns, if you've got that extra cleanup day, people will be driving around the whole town scavenging for other people's goods. And we did it the very same thing. We talked about this the first year we moved to Greenville. We were in desperate need of a coffee table. And so everyone had their extra trash out on cleanup day. And we helped ourselves to a nice coffee table that was sitting out there. Somebody's trash is somebody's treasure. And we came home with a brand new coffee table. New to us.
Well, we came home with a coffee table that was actually missing part of a leg, so we made the other three legs on that coffee table the same length, and that was the end of that.
That's creating a new coffee table in my mind. We were repurposing and refurbishing even before we were writing about it, Don.
Well, our coffee table, instead of being some standard height, was about 4 inches shorter.
It worked. Got us by for years.
It was what it was.
Well, the kids were little, so it probably worked fine for them back in the day.
So anyhow.
So we're home, minus the Creekside music. So if you were getting ready to tap your toes, just sing that sucker in your head.
Creekside with Don and... that's enough of that.
And I've been thinking, too, we might ask Bob Johnson if he wants to come up with a new song for us. We've mentioned this before, but I'm thinking, since we've got some other ideas for taglines and marketing our publication, we might just say to him, here's what we're thinking, Bob, what can you do?
Well, I think Bob's probably the right one to do that, because he wrote the first one. He can certainly write a second one, I would think.
Probably in 15 minutes like he did the other one. So unless he's not in town, he may be out traveling and on the road himself. But we'll find out. We'll run some ideas by him. And, of course, Creekside listeners will be the first to know, because they tune in and we got a new song. There you go.
It'll be a snappy tune no matter what.
It will be.
So you've got something you wanted to say about Stacy.
Well, yeah, and this kind of leads into when we were talking about a new way to market the magazine. We're always talking about the fact that we want to grow the content and grow the pages, and we've been as high as 28 pages before. We're back at 24 because we said as advertisers' dollars grow, then we can grow the publication in size. But I got to thinking, Stacy Rhodes, who writes the Notes from Within column for us now, she'd shared our magazine post and invited her Facebook friends to check out her article, and she said that she was really proud of it this time, and it came a lot easier to write, and she didn't know if it was just the subject matter or just getting into practice mode. And anyone that writes knows it does get easier to write. It's like anything. You exercise whatever part of your brain or body, and it gets easier to do. But she had said, when she was describing how much she was enjoying writing for the magazine and talking about her some of her favorite subjects, which are music and music therapy, she said, check out a hard copy or, you know, go online and take a look at the magazine. And she said, I'm grateful for this little self-reliant magazine that brings big ideas to our communities. And I went, I like that. And I read it to you, and you said,
The self-reliant magazine with big ideas.
The little self-reliant magazine that brings big ideas to your communities, or our communities, she said. And I got to thinking about it, like, in comparison to growing the magazine, we've always said that even if we grow the magazine and it gets, you know, 32 pages or whatever it might grow, we'd keep the content and we'd never lose sight of the importance of the content or the style in which we write and our writers contribute. And so I thought, you know, it's kind of time we claim ourselves. We are that little self-reliant magazine, even though the word used to rub me wrong. Little magazine, we work so hard. But I thought, no, we are little in that we were small town, mom and pop shop, small town America, and it fits us. It doesn't have to mean little in necessarily the number of pages, but it's little in the sense of the way we approach it. Small town America, little mom and pop shops, kind of what made America great.
Well, we are not the town that made America famous or anything, but we do. It's not a matter of size. It's a matter of how, you know, and we're not puffing chests or anything like that, but it is a big idea. We are small and we've got big ideas, and there's no reason why we can't have those big ideas come to fruition.
Well, exactly, and it's a nice dichotomy when you're saying we're the little magazine, but we've got big ideas. It's kind of like the little
the little engine that could.
Exactly, and so that's kind of what I want to claim. And I thought, you know, let's be, that is authentically who we are, in that we will always have a hometown, down home, small town America feel about what we do, because that's the way we think, that's what we love, that's who we are. But we've got those big ideas to match.
I think I can. Yeah. Dang it.
And so I said in my comment back to Stacy, I said, thanks for sharing, Stacy, and for being a part of our Owl Creek Gazette endeavors. And we were talking about how writing is nice when you continue to practice. But I went ahead and said, I've been thinking a lot about your description of the Owl Creek Gazette, the little self-reliant magazine that brings big ideas to your communities. And I think we may just have to adopt that. The more I mull it over, the better I like it. And I was telling her that you know, you and I were talking about how much we like it. Start losing my voice here, folks. And I said, even though our publication is regional and growing, we're still little compared to the big boys in the publishing world. And at the heart of our magazine and our other endeavors is our love for small town America, mom and pop shops, which I've just been talking about. Homegrown musicians, creating community, but with a lively independent streak and a think outside the box attitude and approach to living and learning. And that's where those big ideas come into play. So she wrote back and said, love it. And then I said, okay, Richard Barth, since you've been our tagline guy, coming up with all kinds of clever taglines, what do you think about something like this? And he said it sounded better to him than some of the marketing ideas that the big companies pay big bucks for. So again, that shows community. Someone says something and an idea gets spurred on from that, and I'm thinking it just may work. So look at the header next time on the magazine, folks. We may shake that up a bit too.
And speaking of Richard Barth, I also understand that today, this is the 7th of May, his birthday is the 8th of May.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Happy birthday, Richard. You are the birthday boy.
And saw your video today, too, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. And hope you had a great day. So,
something else we want to be sure and mention tonight is on page 14, Gary Adolph series, Adventures in Grandparenting, appeared, and he wrote a great article, Fostering and Adoption, A Grandfather's Perspective. Well, as we got the magazine printed and we were looking through it to check on all kinds of things, I looked down and I was horrified. There were words gone out of Gary's article, but I didn't know for sure how much. I just knew it ended in an unended sentence. So we came home, looked at it, and there were only two words missing. And it just broke my heart because poor Gary, we've done everything we could do wrong for him ever since he's been so graciously writing for us. And we're always forgetting to add something or check on something or get his name spelled right or whatever it is. And so I looked down and I was horrified. And when you and I proofed it, Don, the final proofing, it was all there and we were real happy and impressed with the whole thing.
We've still got the proof sheets. We went and looked at those and it was there.
But somewhere between the final proofing and making the PDF to send to the printer, something badly magically happened. I don't know if it's magical and good at the same time. It was bad. And so I sent Gary a message and I said, well, we've gone and done it again. We've fouled up your article, Gary. The two words that are gone from the article are the last two words in the article, and it's looking for. So the sentence should have read, your home may be that forever home one child needs and is looking for. But it stops at is. So anyway, we told Gary we'd make sure we let everybody know that it's corrected and correct up online. So if anybody looks at the magazine online, they'll get the full story. The part that, you know, it bums us out is if you're reading along and you're really loving Gary's article and ends midstream, you may think, I wondered if I missed two great paragraphs or two more pages or what. Just missed two words.
Always leave them wanting more.
There you go, Don. We're going to claim that. That's our spin.
Well, that's not good, but man, I can't. Gary is so gracious, and we even thought about offering up a contest and ran that past him. And don't do that. There's no need. Just go ahead and do what you can. So that's what we're doing.
Yes. In fact, I even said we'd do a contest and said, guess what the last two words of Gary's article were supposed to be? He said, no. Just mention on the podcast. We'll be good to go. So thank you, Gary, for one more time accepting our apology. And we hope you continue to write for us in spite of all the mistakes we've made over the years.
And if you handed us our hat, we'd probably understand that, too. So, you want to, I'm thinking we probably have said about all we need to say. Is there anything else special that we need to say other than that we are brought to you by K&R Wireless and that you can contact Nathan at knrwireless.net to get all the information about wireless over there in the Effingham, Shumway-ish, Dietrich area. And let's see, what else do we have to do today?
Well, today I'm hoping we don't have to do much else. But I did want to mention, as far as the podcast goes, we do have a Mother's Day tea this Saturday, May the 13th, from 1 to 3 p.m., and it's at Terramata Botanicals. The May Tea by Two will be there for tasting, and other teas as well. So come and see what all we've got to offer. Hopefully my voice will be back in shape, and so will my knee. If not, Roxanne can pour you the tea. And Tara Modern, you don't have to get close to me. I'll sit away from, just wave to everybody.
We'll set you behind a glass wall.
That would work.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to make mention of next Sunday is Mother's Day, of course, and we've got a special podcast, and it's in the magazine. It'll be episode 224, and it is the interview John Goldsmith did with Earl Hamner, and author of all the Waltons series and everything. Yeah, if it's the Waltons, he had his hand in it. He was the creator of it. So we're really looking forward to that on Mother's Day, and thank John for sharing that with us so we can share it with our listeners. Then we're going to have on episode 225, May 21st, will be Shane Solgood Weathers, and he's got a lot to say about all kinds of things. He's really a believer in together we can make changes. Whatever those changes are, we can work together as a neighborhood, as a community, as individuals joined for a cause. So we're looking forward to sharing his philosophy and his experiences. And then on May 28th, John Goldsmith will be on the podcast. So we'll be talking a little bit about his time interviewing Earl Hamner Jr., as well as a Greenville Graffiti Car Show and things like that that are coming up. John's got his hands in a lot of things that are community building too, and he'll be happy to share that as well. So we're looking forward to all those episodes of Creekside.
Well, thanks for listening, bearing with us as we struggle through and do this microphone. I've got the microphone in front of me, and now I'm going to stick it over there in front of Jan.
So anyway, that's about all I know tonight, Don. I think I'm going to go have a hot cup of tea, put my feet up, and try to just relax.
All right. Y'all take care now. Bye-bye.
Good night.